I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you are listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello again, friends, and welcome to high school sports in the summer. The games don't stop, but they don't matter quite as much. Hi, Brad here. Of course, just Brad. Well, and Podgator. Dylan, not here. We've discussed this. I really, by this time, I should have recorded a whole new intro, but now it's like, whatever. Nobody cares. Yeah, so we're fully into the summer fun, summer leagues, 7-on-7 football, summer league basketball, all kinds of fun things going on. Still got a little bit of coaching news to get to later on in the program. I want to remind y'all that we are brought to you by Pizza Doctor. You can find them in Tupelo at Midtown Point. They're on the web, the interwebs, at tupelopizza.com. Got the sausage pizza today. Old standby. That's probably my favorite topping. Least favorite topping? That's a tough call. But I will say that pineapple does not belong on pizza. My girlfriend vehemently disagrees with me on this, but pineapple is something that should be eaten cold. Otherwise, it doesn't taste good. That's my hot take for the week. Just a reminder that we do come to you every Wednesday. If this is your first time listening, you can normally find this podcast on a Wednesday. You can find it in any of your podcast apps. If you got an iPhone, and you know, just go into Apple Podcast, open that app, and look for us. We're also online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps for all things high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Like I said, it's the time for summer league basketball, and I've already gotten out a couple of times to check out some teams. And so we're going to have some updates. Blue Mountain. Let's talk about the Blue Mountain girls. This is a very good team that was supposed to be really stacked this next season, and still will be pretty stacked, but they did lose a really key piece in Sanaya Cook, a very athletic young post player, had a really nice freshman season for Blue Mountain. She averaged 15 points, 11 rebounds, but she is transferring to, guess where? Boonville. And, of course, Boonville just won the 3A state championship with the help of a transfer, Tatiana Bean, and not just her, but the two Johnson girls, Kaylee and Kylie. One of them was injured, missed most of the year. I forget which one because I can never keep them straight. But, yeah, they're going to reload over there in Boonville. I mean, they've got both Johnson girls back, among others. And now they picked up Sanaya Cook. But I think Blue Mountain will be okay there in 1A because they've still got all these foot girls, all these feet. I don't know. But anyway, they've got Arari Foot, point guard, very good player, can wreak havoc on both ends of the court. And then they've got I think it's her cousin. They're all either cousins or there's a couple of them are sisters. In fact, I think Arari's younger sister is going to be a freshman this year, might contribute. But you got Kiana Foot, a cousin. She's 5'10". She's tall. Not real thick, but she can play inside a little bit. She can shoot from the outside. So, you know, they won't have Cook to throw it down there too, but this team is always pretty athletic and I think can make up for that with their athleticism and their ability to just get to the rim. I mean, Arari Foot is not a big player, but she can make a big impact. She knows how to get into the lane and to the bucket. I think Blue Mountain will be okay. They went 25-5 last year. Lost in the quarterfinals of the playoffs. Also, went out and saw Ripley girls. Lorian Story is the big returnee for the Lady Tigers, and read a little something about her. She's going to be a junior. Had a great season last year, 22 points, 12 rebounds. You know, this was a kid you know that I was hearing about when she was in middle school, and she's definitely lived up to expectations. But she knows she's still got a lot of growing up to do. Both on the court as far as her game and just maturity-wise, you know, went out and saw her against Senatobia at Pontotoc the other day. And she had a frustrating first half, picked up a technical foul probably as a result of that frustration, but then came back in the second half and played really well and showed why she is such a handful. She's 6'1", and just hard to defend one-on-one, which is why she's drawing a lot of double and triple teams. So they're trying to Coach Chad Brown is trying to help her expand her game outside of the paint, become a little bit more of a shooter, and trying to get her to be more of a passer as well. You know, throw it into her, if nothing's there, pass it out, post up again, you know, for instance, try to until you can get the matchup you need. So really looking forward to what Lorian Story can do this year for Ripley. They lost four seniors now, so it's going to be tough, but they've got her, and they've got Paris Morgan, a really solid point guard who does a nice job. So those two are a good starting point for Ripley. And also we had some All-Star basketball last weekend. The Northeast Mississippi Basketball Coaches Association had their annual All-Star games, held them in Tupelo, and really want to talk about Caron Hooper of Bruce. Played in the 1A, 2A game. And I know this is a kid I've written about and talked about before. A guy who's overlooked for some reason. Really hard to say why. This past year for Bruce, he averaged 23 points a game. He was on the Daily Journal All-Area team. He still has zero college or JUCO offers. Nobody is even talking to him right now. And, you know, I've seen him play now, and based on everything his coach tells me, you know, not just a great player, a great kid, it's kind of mind-boggling. Now, you know, one factor could be that, you know, with COVID giving a lot of athletes an extra year in college, including junior college athletes, that does make it a bit harder to get new people onto your roster because you have less space generally if you're a college or JUCO coach. That could be one example. I mean, you know, Bruce is, you know, not really close to anything, I guess. But in this day and age, I don't see why that would matter. So Caron Hooper had a nice game on Saturday. He scored 21 points in the game to lead the red team past the blue team, 76-57. He helped start a big 11-3 run in the fourth to help them get some separation. He was named the overall MVP of the game. I mean, the kid just is smooth as butter and can score a lot of different ways and can do other things as well. So I'm just hoping he gets a shot somewhere. You know, he's a senior, so it's June. You know, you got to figure out where to go to school, and he may have to walk on. I don't know. But best of luck to him. So just a little basketball update for you. We'll have more in the coming weeks. Summer League goes all throughout the month of June. Let's talk a little bit of American Legion baseball. That's gotten started. Tupelo 49ers opened play this week. I had a little preview in Tuesday's Journal. This team is, as usual, loaded. They've always got, like, the best of the local talent, around here. Well, them and the Pontotoc Red Sox. But the 49ers are especially loaded. You know, they went to the semifinals of the American Legion World Series last year, lost to Idaho Falls. And a lot of those guys are back, more than half. And they're really deep with the pitching. And, heck, they've got like four or five guys that can play catcher as well. You know, you got Matthew Roncalli, you got Ben Davis, you got the Stone Collier. Some of those guys can pitch as well. You got Jackson McCoy. Remember when he was at Boonville? Tore it up at the plate as a senior. So they got four or five JUCO guys and like McCoy. And some guys just finishing high school, like J.W. Armistead of Morville, just had a really good senior season. And so they're really, really deep at the place you need to be deep, which, again, is pitcher. They've got at least a dozen guys that could end up logging some innings. So should be a fun season for the 49ers. Got some quick coaching news. Katie Jenkins, you may remember that name. She coached Lafayette softball for 8 years. She is now the new head softball coach at New Albany. They just announced that today. And Katie, back in the captain's chair after leaving Lafayette in 2019, she left that fall under some kind of tough circumstances. There were some unspecified allegations, and no one's ever specified what those were, neither her nor the Lafayette AD. But so she stayed on, though, as a teacher, math teacher, through 2021. Then she took an assistant's job at Tupelo last year. Wasn't really looking to go anywhere after getting the Tupelo job, but then this one came up. And Cody Stubblefield, who is the AD at New Albany, also the head football coach, but he knew Katie because he was at Lafayette for part of her tenure there. So he reached out to her and ended up making the hire. It seems like a good hire to me. I mean, she did a great job at Lafayette, reached the playoffs 6 times, reached the North Finals twice, won 123 games in her 8 seasons there. So Katie Jenkins taking over in the Albany program that's not historically strong, but she thinks there's some potential there. And I think she's probably right because New Albany is generally pretty good at most everything they do, whether it's basketball, football, baseball. There may be some ups and downs with some of those sports, but generally you can expect very competitive teams. New Albany has, I mean, softball has been one of the exceptions, but Katie Jenkins looking to change that. Okay, that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, we come to you every week. Find us in any of your podcast apps or online at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Pizza Doctor, Midtown Point in Tupelo, online at tupelopizza.com. And I actually was up there getting my pizza today and was told they had a couple of big orders that just gotten called in, like a couple of $100 orders. So, yeah, they can make pizza in bulk, or if you will. So check them out. Also, check us out on Twitter, at DJournalPreps. I'm on there, at Brad Locke. And we will see y'all next time.